Okay. Well, at any point in the months that you were in, were you with people who had been fighting in the war?
No, just had brothers and friends that came home and told me about it, but
Okay. All right, so as far as hearing many stories about the war or the war experience.
of course, you read all of that before you went overseas.
You would read that, for example, in newspapers, do you
Oh,
mean?
yes.
That, okay. So when you were in training, for instance, at Fort Bliss, you cer there were certainly papers there that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anything else about being in Japan? It was a different culture. And I know you were, basically on base, but any specific or significant things that you can remember?
Well, I know this much. The first night I was on base, and two or three guys decided they wanted to go to town without a pass. And that created quite a stir.
What would, how, they would sneak out?
We had to, because
Okay.
you weren't about to get a pass, because you didn't know what to do. You get into that town and the people don't know how to speak English, what are you going to do?
So what happened to these three guys?
They caught
And
him. It didn't take much time either.
that probably stopped people from sneaking out
Well, it
again.
stopped the guys that was thinking about it.
What was the food any different when you were over there?
It was basically army food.
Okay.
On Sundays you had chicken and maybe ice cream or something like that. It's basic stuff that you had over the States.
But now there was a commissary or something where you could go and buy like candy or stuff like that. And
Yeah.
you weren't really receiving mail while you were over
Or
there.
money.
Or money. Well, that's right, so you couldn't do that. What did the army say to you when they lost your identity?
What do they say? They don't apologize for anything.
Okay. Do you have a memory of a particular officer that either in your basic training or over there? People always have something to say about their sergeant or something, or.
I didn't re get wasn't there long enough to get to know anybody when I got over in Japan. But I do remember the first night I spent there. It was a repo depot, and it was cold. We slept in cots with no heat in the middle of winter and two blankets. And that's the coldest night I ever spent in my life. But some guys they had a kerosene heater in their tent, and they finally found some kerosene and lit it up. Their whole tent got on fire, burned all the clothes up and
Well, I guess being cold was better than
Yeah.
that. Was the army different than, or did you have any expectations when you were drafted about what it might be like? Was it like that, or was it different when you went in?
Well, I wasn't expecting too much, not especially in basic. That didn't worry me. But when I got over there and they got put us on a train to go where we was going to be stationed, why you felt sort of weird, because the farm and the houses and everything was different, with thatch roofs and stuff like that, and I wasn't used to that.
But the training and the equipment and all of that was basically what you had expected.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about your treatment with your knee injury and did you think that that was as it should have been?
Well, they'd let you do. When I finally got to Letterman there in Denver, I had a choice that they could either operate on my knee or not, and I decided not. Because I seen one guy there had been 6 weeks since he had his operation, and his knee was still draining, so.
And this was when you were coming back?
That's when I was about to get discharged.
Okay.
They would have operated on my knee if I had. So that, as far as that goes, why they treated me. But they did give me a certified disability discharge.
Okay.
Or certified disability, yeah. Not a compensation, but a certified disability.
Okay, and what was wrong with your knee, that, and what was the operation that they could have done?
Well, I was double sprang on the diving board when I was still going to high school. And as the board was coming up, I was coming down. I snapped my knees, and after that I had cartilage, loose cartilage in my joints.
Okay.
But I had knee trouble before that.
Okay.
But that really accentuated the fact.
Well, when you were finally drafted, did you think it was odd that they accepted you then but hadn't accepted you earlier?
Well, it really wasn't the doctor that examined me. It was a sergeant, and he said my knee was stable, and that was good enough, I guess.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see. Because you were in there for a number of months, is there a soldier that you knew that you kept in contact with after you came home, or was that just not possible because of?
Well, the one I borrowed a $25 from, he wasn't really my best friend over there, but, you know, it takes a pretty good guy to loan you $25 and not expecting it back, but I did send the $25 to experience. But I wasn't in over there long enough to really establish the friendship that I would have carried on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where you were then here at home when the war ended in Europe and in Japan.
Yes.
And do you remember what happened locally? Was there a celebration? What were people thinking?
Well, there was no town celebration in town. I was running a tractor farming when Japan surrendered.
Okay. Okay. Because you were at home during the war, were there certain things that the community or that an individual family did because of the war effort? Were there things that were not available to you or things that the family did, I'll say like rationing?
Well, of course, when you lived on a farm, you didn't have to depend for sugar and stuff and coffee, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have any problem with that.
What about getting
gasoline?
Because you were a farmer.
Yeah.
What about
car stamps and stuff like that?
Okay, what about tires for machinery? And they were,
well, not everything was on tires. You still had lugs, you know, on some tractors.
Okay.
But most everything was on tires. But no, you didn't have, if you needed a tire and really needed it, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, anything else that, I seem to remember something about scrap metal drives. Do you remember anything about those?
Yeah, I had some of them.
Okay. And the
had two or three, I think, as I recall.
And people would had
bring their scrap metal into town, yeah.
And then the government would take it and recycle it,
yes.
Essentially. Okay, so here in Cimarron, there would have been a air base or a base where? In Dodge or?
Well, there was one at Garden City,
okay.
And one in Dodge, both.
Okay.
And then they had the auxiliary landing fields there. Oh, between Ingalls and Garden City.
Okay.
And it was, I think they're taking up that concrete right now. Foot thick.
Oh, really? Who owns that? Does the
government?
The government?
Well, they, I think Great County's taking care of it. I think Ingalls think they own it.
Okay. Maybe they want to do something with it.
Well, they're taking the concrete off so they can farm it, I guess, use it for farm ground, I guess.
Okay. All right, so when you were home, you were definitely aware of the war effort and participated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anything else that you can think of about what the community might have felt? Were there people who did not think that we should have joined the war? Were there any, you know?
Oh, there was a few, but not too many in this area. Uh-huh.
Okay. And probably after Pearl Harbor, they wouldn't have spoken out about it.
Not very much.
Right. Okay. Were your friends in school, were most of them drafted?
Most of them were. And the ones that weren't volunteered.
Okay.
Because they knew they was going to be drafted anyway, so.
Was it an advantage to volunteer before you were drafted?
Yeah, yeah.
And the advantage was?
Well, of course, we all took the test for the V-12 program. They just picked what I would call the youngest one, but he would be the last one to be drafted anyway, so.
Okay, now what is the V-12 program?
That was a college program where you went in to be an officer or whatever.
Oh.
Put you through college. And at that time, well, the war was over with by the time you graduated from college.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'd never heard of that. V-12 programs. Mm-hmm. And you took a test locally?
Yes.
Like you'd go to Dodge?
The high school students, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. When you came home then, you had a disability. So did you continue to farm, or did you choose another career, or?
Well, I continued to farm, then I gradually went into construction.
Okay.
Of course, I did a little bit of that before I graduated from high school, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a carpenter. Farmer.
Okay. So now one question that we had, and this might not apply to you, is that did anything that you learned in the Army help you after you got home?
No.
No. Okay. What, how would you characterize the experience? Did that experience, and again, you know, the short time, but the, you know, the training, going abroad, etc., did that change you? Did it make you think about things in a different way? What do you think that, how did it affect your life?
Well, it awakened you to the fact that all people are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's a big expanse of water between places. When you look out and all you can see is water, that. Mm-hmm. Wakes you up to the fact that something happened to that ship. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we had seagulls all the way across.
Following you.
Mm-hmm. Of course, when they got tired, they'd land on a ship.
What did you think of the ocean the first time that you saw it? Were you at all scared or tentative about sailing out into that?
No, I wasn't shaky or scared or anything.
Mm-hmm.
The only dangerous part of it was when you're in the dumped stuff over the fantail, if you slipped, well, you might be gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that's really shaky up.
Yeah, there wasn't any danger. There was not.
We hit the tail end of a typhoon.
Oh.
And that was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ship would come down and go up and come down and shake. And you'd begin to wonder whether it was going to break apart or not.
Were there, you call waves tall or high waves?
Oh, yeah.
And the ship would go up and then, okay.
Yep. And quiver.
Okay. lot different than Kansas weather.
It wasn't a big ship, you know, it was a Victory ship.
Mm-hmm. You said it held about 1,200?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
But that's still a small ship.
Mm-hmm. How did the hospital ship, in comparison, what was the size of the hospital ship to this one?
Probably about the same size of a ship, but it didn't carry near as many people in. It rode the waves smoother.
Okay.
It didn't go up and shake like that. Of course, we didn't hit any rough weather on a hospital ship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you able to see the workings of the ship when you were on there? Could you see all the whatever, the inner workings? No. You just basically...
Well, of course, it was right at Christmas time when we was going over. And
oh, that's right.
They was thawing turkeys out. And it was sort of slick going to the mess hall.
That's right. So you celebrated Christmas.
Over there.
Okay, and how? What was it?
We landed in Japan the 21st.
Okay.
Of December.
What was the celebration like?
Well, they just had turkey and stuff.
Okay, that was
like
it.
Like they did in the States.
Okay. And you didn't get anything because you weren't receiving mail, right?
Well... I got, they served turkey in the mess hall,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I didn't get any letters or anything,
okay.
No.
I thought maybe they would have a celebration with, I don't know, where they would do something special, sing Christmas carols, or, was religion a part of being in the service at all?
No. No, it certainly was not. They had a chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, in Fort Bliss, They let you have passes on the weekends,
mm-hmm.
And you could go to church if you wanted to.
Okay.
But it wasn't on our Army base.
Okay.
Private, mm-hmm. Churches.
Right. So they didn't have services for you either place. Okay. What, any reflections on the experience of serving in the Army, of being drafted, other than you've already talked about?
Well, when we was going overseas, they had a certain amount of candy bars that they could sell going over, because they had to save some for the on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And candy bars got to be 50 cents a piece. And it's about 3 cents.
They were in short supply. What kind of candy bars were they? Do you remember?
Just regular candy, Hershey's, Snickers, whatever.
Okay. Okay.
They were good candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
Nickel candy bars, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you, when you, the food, you didn't have dessert, you didn't have sweets that much, maybe? Just on a Sunday, like you said, you'd have ice cream? Or did you have desserts daily?
You had some kind of dessert, whether it was bread pudding or whatever, but
okay.
It wasn't ice cream.
Okay.
And you didn't get that every Sunday either, ice cream. But you usually got chicken or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Regular Sunday fare.
Okay. But Sunday was like any other day? Did you do marching? And
no.
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 So you did get the day off?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now it's how many years later? 60?
Yeah, at least.
If you look back and reflect on that experience, do you have any reflections? Would you, I know that you didn't have a choice, but would you try to enlist again or try to volunteer again like you did when you were right out of high school? Anything that you want to talk about along those lines?
Well, the only thing would be after I got out of the Army what I would have done, but no, I probably would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So, am I correct in thinking that your experience was a part of your life, but not a significant part of your life?
Wasn't long enough, 8 months.
Right, okay.
But I tell you about... When we was over there in Japan. We bought mixed nuts and then took the sugar from the miso and made peanut brittle.
Oh my gosh.
And it didn't take them long where they quit putting sugar on it.
So did you have access to a kitchen? Is that how you, where did you make
it? No, they put sugar on the table, the mess, in the mess hall.
Uh-huh.
But they soon quit that.
Okay.
Taking too much sugar.
Okay. Well, you were smart to do that, to mix it together. Yes. Any other ways in which you adapted to that army life that maybe wasn't approved of and that...
Well, that was one way, but that's the only one I can remember in particular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you do any... Well, you didn't have money. I was going to ask if you did any shopping when you were in Japan buying...
Didn't ever get any leave. Well, I wasn't over there to get long enough to get a leave.
Okay. And then you, on the hospital ship, you came back to Seattle?
Or San Francisco.
San Francisco. And then you came to Denver.
Letterman's Hospital in San Francisco and Fitzsimmons in Denver.
Okay. Okay, and then from there you came on home.
Yes.
And when do you get the formal discharge?
I got that at Fitzsimmons.
Okay.
Hospital.
Okay. And then you're on your own from then on. And they don't give you any...
Well, I got all the benefits of the people that had been in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Year plus the time you spent in the Army.
Oh, okay.
But you could take some kind of instructions.
Okay, okay. And then you caught a train coming home, to come home?
No, I got to leave. My mother was awful sick, and she passed away just before I got discharged.
Oh.
And then we drove to Fitzsimmons, and I drove home.
Okay. Okay. Well, but that was tough then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so your brothers were already home.
Yes.
Okay. And what what they did in the service, did that help them with what they decided to do after they came home? No.
No, they... No. Didn't help anybody. Because they all... Mellard was a farmer. And Dallas worked in a paint store and installing plate glass and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working in construction, so the mm-hmm. Army didn't help any of us.
Mm-hmm.
Francis worked for a gas company, so whatever we learned in Army or Navy, we didn't. But I would say this, that I don't know why, but it wouldn't do anybody any harm if they would spend 2 years in the Army.
Okay.
Disciplinary reasons.
Okay.
Because they certainly do need it.
Okay. Are you speaking of...
Anybody.
Okay. Through the years.
They ought to be drafted. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have any kick at all about that.
Mm-hmm. Could you maybe define what you or the community... thought patriotism was, or is, I guess.
Well, whenever they play the national anthem, you hold your hand over your heart. If you have a hat on, you take it off and hold it over your heart. Mm-hmm. Stand at attention, and don't be moving your arms or talking around people, and pay attention to what you're doing. And if you're, I think that's the very least you can do,
mm-hmm.
to show your patriotism to the flag.
Do you think that that has weakened over the years?
Yes.
And why do you think that?
There's people over here that don't think you'll have to learn English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think it still ought to be the basic language. And if you want to come over here and live here, you ought to learn English yourself.
Mm-hmm. Do young men from the community, do they still join the services?
Yeah, some of them do.
Okay. And they're not, I mean, we don't have the draft. What would their motivation be? Is it still patriotism?
Yes.
Like you felt? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now when you came home then in 47, the Korean, even though we call it the Korean War, the Korean police action, and there was no way that you could go because of your disability.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you received services then, since then, because of your disability? Is that what that discharge meant? That you had a disability that you could go back to, like the VA hospital or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Any Army veteran has that service available to
them. Okay.
Any Army veteran, not because you had a disability.
Okay. And have you used that through
yes.
the years? And where do you, out here, where's the closest place to go?
Fort Dodge.
Okay, and they have medical?
They have a veterans clinic there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then if anything serious, then you have to go to Wichita.
Okay, all right. Okay, anything else that you would like to say about your experience or about, I guess, war in general? Or your local veterans?
Well, I think all wars are probably unnecessary and necessary at the same time, but you have to have a good reason to go to war, and I don't know that there's any good reason ever to go to war unless except at the last resort.
Mm-hmm. Were you interested in politics growing up? I mean, was that discussed in your home? And so when war was approaching, would you have been interested in the politics involved?
Well, of course, at that time I wasn't too interested in politics, but I am now.
Mm-hmm. What were you interested in as a... We didn't call them teenagers
having
then.
Having fun.
And how did you have fun?
Well, we went to Dodge City. They had a dance there every Saturday night up in the rat race is what we called it. Up on the top of the Daily Globe.
Oh.
Top floor.
Okay. It was a dance hall or?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the music?
Just a two or three piece band.
Okay. All right. So you had to go to Dodge City to have fun.
Yep.
What was Cimarron like?
Dead.
Was there a movie theater? I know there used
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, there was a movie theater.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you go...
But that was it.
Did you go all 12 years of school here in Cimarron?
Mm-hmm.
And your family had been here for several... When did your parents come to this area? Or maybe your grandparents?
I think 1918.
Okay. Yeah. Right at the end. Did you know any World War I veterans? People who had fought in World War I as you were growing up?
Yeah, some of my uncles.
Okay. And did they ever talk about their experiences?
Not that I know of.
And were they in the Army?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And so you went to Dodge City to dances at the rat race.
The whole area did. Jetmar, Mineola.
And that's where you would meet other young people?
Yes.
Okay. All right, was there drinking? I mean, did you...
Not too much, huh?
Did you have to be a certain age to drink?
18.
18. Okay.
At that time.
All right. And you would drive to Dodge?
Mm-hmm.
So you had your own vehicle?
Yeah.
What kind of a car?
Well, it was, we was using my brother's car. It was a 36 Ford.
Okay. And how much was gas a gallon? Do you remember?
About 23 cents.
23 cents. And now it's, what, $2.49? Something like that?
Yeah, it was $3.08. The highest here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's $2.34 now, I think.
Okay. All right, what other activities would there have been in the community that maybe you participated in?
Well, you had to have your own little parties, because a lot of times your friends or family had card parties, or you play cards Mm-hmm. Got together on Sundays and whatever, played cards and ate. That's about it.